Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J. This is Hypothetical. This week, I'm excited to have back Scott. Somehow, I haven't scared him off yet. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Kind of surprised that I'm here again, especially after what happened last time.
No animals were harmed in the recording of that episode, so I think we're okay.
No, it was the after the episode that the animals were harmed, and you know that it just kind of went in a bad direction.
I wonder where I was at that time. Anyways, let's jump right into our our warm-up game. We're going to do a who, what, where, when, and why, and this week we are going to talk about skydiving. Who do you want to go skydiving with?
Oh, man. See, that is an interesting one because I've been skydiving before. Many times, actually, and the who, what, when, where, and why behind this one could be something completely weird. Like, do you want to go skydiving with Stevie Wonder? Which would be an interesting situation, given he can't see what is going on around. He just kind of feels the sensation. Yeah, well, he could. No. I'm saying, well, he would absolutely tandem. Right. There's no question about that.
Right.
But the do you want to go somebody who's like completely crazy, or do you want to go with somebody who you're just going to completely scare the crap out of? And I'm kind of torn on that one. So I think
you can take more than one person.
No, I could take more than one person. So I think I am going to throw Stevie Wonder in on that. I think it would actually be really cool to throw Helen Keller in on that too. If we can, if it can include somebody who is not alive at
Why
the
not?
Moment.
This is hypothetical.
Yeah, I just think, and obviously, they would tandem, not to each other, because I know that was coming. But I think the person I'd like to go, kind of current, I don't even know. I think, Evel Knievel would probably be another guy that would be really cool to kind of go skydiving with. Yeah.
But that's like a walk in the park for Evel Knievel, right?
Well, I mean, it is, but you kind of want that. You want that daredevil aspect. So maybe it's...
Is he going to be like on a motorbike or something?
No, what I think we're going to do is Stevie Wonder and Helen Keller are going to do the tandem jump. They'll be attached to somebody. And Evel Knievel, though, will have him jump without a parachute, but holding on, like just with his bare hands, and maybe I'll let him wear gloves or something like that too, but we'll have him holding on to Helen Keller. Like holding on to her ankles.
Okay.
And the only way to make it work is when he gets down to like 10 or 15 feet, assuming he hasn't, let go or right. fallen to his death at that point.
Yeah.
He'll have to let go like 10 or 15 feet to the ground to allow Helen Keller and the person that she's tethered with, to safely land.
Okay.
And I think that would be an interesting kind of way to do it.
Absolutely. And then you would just kind of follow behind watching all the.
Oh, you kidding? I'd have the camera.
Okay.
Because that is one of those things that you absolutely want to record.
Okay. And where do you want to go skydiving?
See, it would be really cool to do it over like shark infested waters, in Australia.
Sure.
But I got to land as well. Right. So that may present some sort of problem.
Well, unless you skydive in a shark cage.
Well, yeah, but after watching Shark Week and what happened to Shaq, I don't think even a cage is going to stop, some of those. And don't get me wrong, I think that was all set up and stuff. But it would still make it too heavy. The parachute, when you added the extra weight, would probably not hold a cage. But I would probably do it in, I think it would be fun to do it in Kansas.
Okay.
In the middle of a tornado. So you come out of the clouds. You when you jump, you're above, you're in the clouds, or out of the clouds, and you come sure. out of the clouds, and all of a sudden you see the ground, and hope to God that the ground is, the cloud cover is high enough where you've got time to pull the chute.
Right.
I think that would be interesting, and then obviously the wind from the tornado would be an unpredictable element to it. So you're
Evel Knievel's in a lot of trouble.
He's going to be in a ton of trouble, but that's the whole point.
What about skydiving into a hurricane? Because then at least you could try to get into the eye.
Well, that's like target practice.
Right. But then it becomes like a game.
It does become a game. And then the problem is, when you have a well-defined eye, as what's going on right now,
right.
Typically that's over the ocean. So by the time you can get a boat out there to actually pull you out of the water, it's going to be a while. So I think, granted, that adds to the danger element.
Right.
But like with this, you know, this last hurricane that's going on while we're recording, you know, there were 83-foot waves out in the ocean. Right. I don't think we're going to survive that.
Right. But you could, I mean, there's still an eye when it hits land. So you go like right
there,
to the coast.
There is still an eye when it hits land, but it's still a little bit more unpredictable from that standpoint. And the winds may blow you off course anyway.
So no. You're going to fly, you're going to skydive with Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller, Evel Knievel holding Helen Keller's ankles.
Yep.
You're carrying the camera. You're jumping into a tornado.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot.
Yeah.
We're all going to be drunk when we do it.
Of course. Of course. What other way would you do it? I mean, I wouldn't drink. But.
Yeah. No, I mean, there really is no other way to do it. It's called liquid courage for a reason.
Right.
Okay. All right, and who are you going skydiving with?
I am going to bring two people with me for two very, very different reasons.
All right.
First person I'm going to bring with me is Gallagher, the comedian.
With or without the sledgehammer?
With the sledgehammer.
And the watermelon?
Tons of watermelons.
Okay.
Because he's basically going to do a show in the sky and just drop stuff down from...
So you guys are going to throw a bunch of watermelons out of the plane, and then you're going to jump with the sledgehammer, catch up to the watermelons and start hitting them in the middle of the air before you pull the ripcord.
It'll be like Fruit Ninja in the air.
That actually,
except Gallagher will be making jokes and doing his whole spiel while we.
So if he had the sledgehammer, would you have a samurai sword as well to make it really like Fruit Ninja?
Sure.
Okay,
that works.
All right.
I don't really trust myself with a sword, but
I'm glad I didn't bring mine.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
So that's so I'm definitely gonna jump with Gallagher. We're gonna have tons of watermelons and other stuff that he would like to demolish in the air. And we're gonna have to have several people with us to replenish the watermelon supply at various levels as we're going down.
So multiple planes flying at different altitudes kind of thing?
Or just maybe multiple people jumping and then people release their watermelons at different points.
Okay. I mean, obviously you want bigger watermelons, so you're gonna have to have a lot of jumpers.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Okay.
I just come up with the idea. I don't actually implement it.
Oh no, so somebody else is doing the strategy behind it. Right. But you're so would you randomly have one of the parachutes packed with a watermelon instead? So when somebody pulls the ripcord, it releases a watermelon then they fall to their death?
Oh no, I wouldn't. I would put watermelons on parachutes with automatic deployments.
Based on an altimeter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But nobody needs to die in this scenario. They can go skydiving with you if they don't want to survive.
Okay. Well, what about Gallagher, instead of hitting a watermelon, you run out of watermelons? What if he just hits one of the other skydivers with the sledgehammer?
That could get messy.
So could watermelons falling out of the sky in pieces.
They could.
Yeah.
They could. But yeah, you know, there's going to be enough watermelons and other produce and stuff.
Okay.
We're not going to have time to start slaughtering people.
Okay.
I'm not really into that whole slaughtering the masses kind of thing.
All right. So where are you going to do it?
Well, I got one more person I'm jumping with.
That's right. I forgot about this.
So I'm going to have fun with Gallagher, but there's also got to be a competition element to this.
Okay.
And there's nobody I like to be more competitive with.
I know where you're going with this.
I don't think you do.
I think it's got to be Carrot Top.
No.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
No, this is totally different.
Okay.
There's nobody I'm more competitive with than my brother, I think. So I'm going to skydive. My brother's going to come with us.
Okay.
We're both going to go skydiving at the same time, and we're going to race to the bottom while Gallagher's breaking watermelons.
Huh. So Gallagher, okay. So when you had said there's a competition element to this, I thought for sure it was going to be like Gallagher going up against somebody else. You do realize that racing to the ground,
yes,
while skydiving is insane, right?
Yes, but there's nothing better than beating my brother in some sort of competition.
Okay, so. No, I gather that. I know your brother, know him well. Frankly, I'm surprised as well as I know him that I can still see, but that's a whole other story. I just don't know about that.
So there's going to be a comedy show and a competition all at the same time.
Okay.
A lot of watermelon.
Okay.
I think we're going to just jump into a stadium. I couldn't think of a better place to jump with kind of a a set area. So I think we're just going to find a good stadium somewhere warm.
Okay.
Jump into that. And now, this way you can, the winner can be shown on the Jumbotron.
On the Jumbotron. Okay. Yeah. Cause of course there's gotta be a Jumbotron.
And inevitably I'm going to win.
All right.
So I'll be on the Jumbotron and it'll say,
so what if we were to add an extra element to this?
Okay.
So the stadium that you jump into is one with a retractable roof.
And the roof slowly closing.
I
like it.
Because it's going to protect the field that you land on from the watermelon pieces. But true. If you're racing with your brother, the first, you know, it may be the first one in gets in and lands in the stadium. True. The second one in
could land on the roof.
Could land on the roof, could save it, or the roof could clamp the lines on their parachute. Now, it wouldn't cut the lines,
right,
but it would hold that person in place, and they would just basically be dangling from the stadium roof.
I like it. Let's do it. All right. I think we've got that well established. I'm not sure how many of us are going to survive the skydiving, but whoever does, we'll jump into the main game. And speaking of stadiums, we are going to create our own expansion sports teams today. So we need to know what sport your team is going to be in. What league, the location, the name of your team, your mascot. And we also want to know a special promotion to drive up ticket sales for your season ticket subscriber. Because okay. That's a big part of starting an expansion team. The last expansion team to come into any of the four major sports here in the U.S. at least was the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yep.
And they just did an incredible job of building up a fan base before they even came into existence.
Yeah, they had a lot of things going for them.
They sure did.
You know, this particular season, then obviously there were some things that went not so right, which, believe it or not, I think had an impact in, you know, their following, because you know, the city of Las Vegas needed something to rally around, and given that was the only thing that they like singular thing that they had from a competition standpoint, I think that you know, kind of helped, and the way the team handled things and handled the fans and things like that, I think it really endeared them to you know, to the city of Las Vegas. So you know, only real teams could follow in their molds, unlike what we're about to do, because I have a feeling things are going to get a little bit out of hand.
I'm sure they'll be weird. I know my idea for a sports team might be,
all right,
not normal. So
Do you want to start with this one then, since it's not normal, or do you want me to start with this one?
No, let's,
because mine definitely will not be normal.
Ease people into this. So.
Ease people. If that's the case, I think you should go first, because easing people in is probably better done. All right. So you want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right. So
what sport?
I am actually going to do soccer.
Okay.
And the reason I'm going to do a soccer team is because soccer is boring as hell. And the things that my team is going to do is going to excite things a little bit. Now,
okay.
It's also going to be a women's soccer team.
Okay.
And that will be for obvious reasons coming up shortly.
Oh, boy.
So,
what league is this women's soccer team?
I think we're going to have, I think we'll have the women play against the men. I think we'll do it in Major League Soccer.
Okay.
Mainly because I want to be able to actually go to games. You know,
sure.
Don't get me wrong, you know, but got good things to say about the Premier League and the, you know, whatever the league in Spain is, and you know, those other Europeans. But the doing it here will allow me to see things firsthand and oversee it. And frankly, I'm a hands-on owner, which also will become apparent.
You know, you're married, right?
Very, very much. You know, being a hands-on owner will become very, very apparent when we talk a little bit more about the team.
Oh boy!
All right.
So where's your team going to be located?
I'm going to put it in Chicago.
Okay.
And for a couple of reasons. One, we got varying weather up here,
sure.
Again, which will come into play. And it's close to home. So, you know, I only have to travel with the team as opposed to having to, you know, manage from afar.
Sure.
So that's, kind of where it's going to be.
What's your team name?
Team name is going to be the Streakers.
Okay.
Now I know what you're thinking. It's not because of what you think.
So your team's not going to be running across the field naked on purpose.
Okay, it's exactly what you think. No. We're called the Streakers because I am not going to allow the team to win or lose individual games. They can't win one and then lose one and then win one and then lose one. They must win either a minimum of three in a row Okay. Or they must lose either a minimum of three in a row.
And what happens if they don't?
That's the problem. All right. So I'm going with, again, only because this is hypothetical and not real life. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with an Uday Hussein method of management for the team. Mm-hmm. And those who do not follow the rules will, wind up getting imprisoned or put to death. You know, something along those lines.
So the only way to survive is to just lose every game.
Or win every game.
There's no way you can guarantee you're going to win.
Aha! Now, wait. Yeah. There is a way I can guarantee you're going to win. Especially as a women's team in a men's league.
Okay.
And that is because there will be no uniforms.
Right.
Now, when I mean no uniforms, I mean no uniforms. Right. So that's going to be distracting to the other team. And because of that, they'll be able to move the ball around a little bit more. And, you know, none of the men are going to be able to touch the women physically. So, you know, because otherwise they're going to wind up getting accused of sexual harassment and things like that. And they don't want that. Right. So now, you know, they're going to have free reign on the field and be able to score as much as they want. So I don't think that, you know, and again, because of the streakiness of things, you know, not being able to win or lose, you know, single games, you know, and it has to come up with a streak. It's going to make things a little bit more interesting when you're betting on the team, which will allow me to make more money.
Okay.
Because in my vision, team ownership can bet on their own team.
Well.
Or against their own team.
But if you lose the first game,
yep,
you know to bet.
Exactly. That's
so everybody is going to bet for the loss.
That's my point. Well, that's the sportsbook's problem, not mine.
Okay.
You know, if I lose the first game and I know we're going to lose the second game because, well, we're going to throw the second game. Sure. If we don't lose on our own, then I'm going to throw a couple million dollars down on, you know, the other team.
You probably have to throw a couple million dollars down to win a dollar back.
Well, but the, you know, we'll figure that out. You know, once the sportsbooks come out with the odds.
I'm really afraid to ask, but I have to, because it's part of the game. What is a team mascot?
Oh man. The team mascot is actually pretty simple. There's no costume involved with the team mascot.
Okay.
You know, none of these, you know, guys walking around in little furry costumes and things like that, because frankly, furries kind of scare me a little bit. No, team mascot is actually just a naked person that at random times will run out and run into the field.
So this is an 18 plus.
No, this is a 21 plus soccer team.
Oh, we're serving booze.
Oh, we're serving. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, there's no question about that. Unless, of course, we play in Canada, in which case it'll be a 19 plus, because, you know, or if we go to Mexico to play, that'll be an 18 plus. Now,
sure.
The reason that I picked Chicago to put him in the different weather, it gets cold up here in the winter.
It does.
Yeah. You can use your imagination on why that's going to be, you know, an interesting aspect of things.
Absolutely. Frostbite will be very challenging. Okay. The streakers, how are you going to, I mean, obviously you have a pretty clear target market. So how are you going to drive ticket sales within that target market?
That's the best part about all this. Ticket sales are going to drive themselves. You know, you put out exactly what the team is and what it's going to do and what it's going to look like. That's the most important part. That is going to drive ticket sales. We're not going to need to spend money on a promotion. We're just going to need to get out there and talk about it, maybe show some pictures, you know, do a couple of, do a couple of videos for, some of the news organizations or the porn sites. And I think that's going to drive tickets sales in and of itself.
Yeah, I think so.
Remember what I said before about being kept out of the really good schools?
Yeah. And the not so good schools.
Exactly. All right. So what do you got on yours?
I go to just about the complete other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
We're not going to be dressed up like Eskimos with tons of clothes or anything, because my team is going to be based in Miami for a reason.
No, what's the sport though?
The sport is football. Now I understand the Dolphins are in Miami.
Okay.
So what? This team will draw their own team, draw their own crowd.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's other cities, you know, New York's got two teams. Right. I mean, for all intents and purposes, San Francisco and Oakland are in the same area, you know, but although one's moving, LA has, two teams right now. So I don't see that having two teams down there as being an issue.
Right. So The reason and you'll see in a minute, because my target market is very different from the NFL's typical target market. I'm not targeting 18 to 35 or 54-year-old men. This is going after women of all ages, particularly on the middle age spectrum.
Okay.
So my team in Miami will be called the Miami Golden Girls.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And it is going to be a Golden Girls-themed football team.
Oh, boy.
And what's going to be so great about this is there's all these macho dudes that play football in the NFL. I think they're so tough because they tackle and they hit as hard as they can. They're going to have to play for a team called the Golden Girls.
Now, all right. So here's where I'm kind of thinking on this one. I have a feeling I know who the mascot's going to be.
Who do you think the mascot is?
I think the mascot's going to be Betty White, because you kind of have to.
Kind of.
You know, she is like the twisted old grandmother that you would, you know, you always wanted.
She's part of the promotion I'm going to do for season ticket holders.
Okay. And that makes sense. Yeah. I think as long as she's still alive, I think she's, you know, going to be a, you know, an integral part of this.
Absolutely. She's going to draw huge crowds.
Yeah. But okay. So continue.
Okay. My mascots are going to be the characters from the Golden Girls. So my four mascots.
Okay.
They're going to be cartoon characters of Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia.
Interesting.
Okay. We are, our promotion is going to be, because Betty White is she the only one still alive?
Betty White, I believe, is the only one still alive. Okay.
So whoever's still alive is going to create a calendar with members of the football team.
Oh, God. Right? Now, hold on. Now, I've seen these types of calendars before.
Yep.
And usually it's, you know, scantily clad, showing off all sorts of muscles. Mm-hmm. Now, given that your target market is middle-aged women,
yep.
Can I assume that the calendar will have the scantily clad football players, but Betty White will not be scantily clad?
Well, there's going to be multiple versions of the calendar, but the main calendar will be that. It'll be Betty White dressed as Betty White dresses, wearing Miami Golden Girls apparel.
All right, yeah, we get that.
Football players will be wearing some apparel and showing off their skills, their muscles, whatever.
Are you going to focus the people in the, you know, the players that are in the calendar, are you going to focus them on, you know, the quarterback, the running back, wide receivers, stuff like that, or are you going to let the linemen in on this one?
Oh, yeah, no, they'll be like, certainly 1 month will be the offensive line will be there. The center will be hiking the football to Betty White.
It's
like a perfect amalgamation of all things Miami Golden Girls.
Right. Because here's the thing.
She's essentially playing quarterback for that picture.
I've seen locker room interviews before that involve some of the linemen, and no offense to the linemen, because any one of them can kick my ass. They're not exactly calendar material, if that makes sense.
Well, everyone's got their own take, I suppose. Okay. We're going to find out with this promotion.
I guess we are.
And another piece I think I'm going to add to the Miami Golden Girls is our cheerleading squad is going to be senior citizens.
All right. What are you going to, like, take a bus up to the villages and have tryouts or something like that?
You know, it's for the community because it's good for seniors to get exercise.
Okay.
Right? It's good for them to be part of a community as they advance in age. And it plays on the theme of Golden Girls. So I'm going to have, there'll be both male and female cheerleaders. And they'll be doing cheerleading things.
Okay.
Wearing cheerleading uniforms.
Can senior citizens really do cheerleading things? I mean, most of them aren't in good enough shape.
We're going to find out.
Okay. All right. Now, here's an interesting.
They're at least going to attempt.
So, in addition to playing football at the stadium, being that it's Miami, are you also going to have a highlight court?
Yeah, we could.
Because it'll draw people. You know, there's going to be people that don't necessarily want to watch football.
I love
football.
Highlight.
Yeah. No, I love highlight too, and it's big down there.
Yeah.
But if you put a highlight court, you know, under the bleachers, you can actually have guys, you know, people gambling on highlight while the football game's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly could be an option.
Okay.
Now, I do have halftime program.
Oh, no.
Already built every game, same halftime program.
Okay.
Bingo.
Oh, boy.
Stadium-wide bingo for halftime.
How are you going to determine who actually yells bingo?
Better be loud.
Because that's a, I mean, you had a screaming crowd at, you know, in halftime and, you know, things like that.
Maybe there'll be a button in the seat.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure that part out. But yeah, just, you know, you use the Jumbotron to show like the ball hopper and then the ball and stuff. And everyone gets a bingo card with their ticket is a bingo card. Mm-hmm. So when they come in, they'll, you know, at halftime, they'll be able to mark their card.
Now
you can win Golden Girls prizes.
Okay. So no shuffleboard at halftime either?
No, you know, there'll be like a courtyard outside the stadium with different activities for, you know, shuffleboard and I don't know what other activities there would be.
Shuffleboard, bingo, and I mean, that's pretty much,
I'm sure there's more things I just can't think of. There might be a library.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, and the Jumbotron, the volume will be turned on extra loud.
It's not really the volume on the Jumbotron. It's the, because again, that it's usually just the stadium volume.
Right.
It is turned on extra loud. Okay.
Right. So the announcer will be screaming. And
so like one of the giveaways for one of the games, you like instead of like a magnetic schedule or something like that, are you going to give away hearing aids?
Perhaps. Yeah. Branded hearing aids.
That could be interesting. Yeah. Or magnifying glass that are, you know, give away branded team walkers.
There we go.
I think that would be an interesting giveaway.
There's so many promotional collaborations that we could do here that Miami Golden Girls is going to be the biggest football team. They're going to take over the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys is being America's team. And
I got nothing for that. I really got nothing. And I'm not a Cowboys fan. I got nothing.
Yep. So that's going to be my football team. Okay. Miami Golden Girls. That's American football. By the way,
that's a good point because this is there may be people overseas listening. You never know. Yeah. So mine, I guess I should say is soccer. You know, obviously, you know, we talked about earlier. I probably should have clarified that that's American soccer, not football or, you know, football, as people overseas know that. But wow, that I need to drink after this
for sure. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you. For joining us. That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _Hypothetical. And subscribe to Hypothetical in your podcast player of choice. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.